This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Desi Lydon.
Please, don't be sad. Comedy Central said they're sending me to a farm upstate with all the other guest hosts, so it's going to be fun. We got a great show for you tonight, so let's get into the headlines. Let's begin with an update on former Fox News grand wizard Tucker Carlson. Last night, Tucker reemerged for the first time since he was fired, recording a personal video from his business sauna.
Good evening, it's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country, kind and decent people. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some. And that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
Wow, good for Tucker. Even though he's isolated in a remote cabin somewhere, he's still getting his message out, just like the Unabomber. And you know what? You know what? Let's give Tucker credit for not saying the C word once during this video. Bravo, Tucker. Although it is funny how he said, when you step outside the noise, people are actually pretty nice. Buddy, you are the noise. Your entire show was you being mean to people. Trans people, immigrants, women, Lady M&Ms. Tucker complaining about people being mean is like Guy Fieri complaining about how there are no salad shows. Meanwhile, CNN's female expiration date checker, Don Lemon, was also fired this week. And he's handling things much differently.
Don Lemon spoke for the first time at a star-studded event, appearing on the red carpet at the annual Time 100 Gala in New York City.
What is next for you, Don?
I don't know. Sitting on the beach with this gentleman all summer and having a great summer, and I'm going to have the summer of a 12-year-old.
Yep, Don Lemon's going to have the summer of a 12-year-old, so I guess getting horny while reading the Harry Potter books? Tucker's like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to fight for the truth. And Don Lemon's like, I'm going to go boogie board. Don, listen, you don't need to go back to being a 12-year-old to live your best life. Don't let anyone tell you you're past your prime. To Washington, D.C., where Congress yesterday held hearings on COVID school closings with testimony from Teachers Union President Randy Weingarten. And I think we can agree that this is an entirely reasonable subject for rational debate. That is, of course, unless QAnon Karen is involved.
Ms. Weingarten, are you a mother?
I am a mother by marriage.
By marriage, I see.
My wife is here with me, so I'm really glad that she's here.
What I'd like to talk about is your recommendations to the CDC as not a medical doctor, not a biological mother, and really not a teacher. People like you need to admit that you're just a political activist, not
Gentle
a teacher,
ladies,
not a mother, and not a medical doctor.
Jesus, what the hell was that about? Listen, Marjorie, you don't get to decide who's a mother or not. That job exclusively belongs to gay men on TikTok. Also, it's a little weird to hear MTG dissing stepmothers because this woman has the most stepmom energy I have ever seen. Remember that white coat? Okay, that is not the coat you wear when you're a mom. That's the coat you wear when you're f***ing someone's dad. And finally, you may have noticed that air travel has been kind of a shit show lately. Between unruly passengers, delays, long security lines, thanks to the TSA's policy of finding every dildo. Well, not every dildo. And all of that was bad enough before a new problem showed up. Actual Angry Birds.
Four dramatic bird strikes over Texas, all within 24 hours, forcing planes packed with passengers to turn around. Listen as pilots on a United flight from Houston to Santiago, Chile, describe it right after takeoff.
We are declaring the emergency for the bird strike.
Two other flights, an American Airlines flight from McAllen to Dallas, and a Southwest flight from Houston to Corpus Christi, all colliding with birds. These strikes come after that terrifying incident over the weekend.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. We had a bird strike in an engine.
And we are only going to hear about more of these as we go into the summer because more than half of all bird strikes happen between July and October.
Not July through October? What about Don Lemon's 12-year-old summer? Man. Okay, birds flying into planes, that's terrifying. But I kind of get it. I just watched the Avatar sequel on a flight, and I also wanted to throw myself into a jet engine. The question is, how can we make the skies safer? To get every perspective, we turn to our news team. Starting with our very own Dulce Sloan. Dulce, what can be done about the bird strikes?
Oh, nothing. Look, this is survival of the fittest, baby girl, okay? If a bird can't see or hear a 747, it's time for that bird to meet Bird Jesus. Not up to me. I mean, that bird's not the best or the brightest. If it wasn't gonna be a plane, it was gonna be a glass door.
Sorry, Bird Jesus?
The point is, we've had planes for over 70 years. If the birds don't know about it yet, that's on them. Letting this stop me from going to Barbados. There's a nice man there called Winston looking for me.
Hey, good for you, Dulce. That's okay, but you know, that's a hard line position. So you're saying you don't care about any of the birds?
Desi Elizabeth Leidick.
That's
of not... course I care about the birds. Chickens are birds. With chickens. Because they know their place, and that place is in a sandwich.
Fair point. point. Fair point. Now we turn to the forest with our very own Jordan Klepper. Should humans show no regard for birds in the sky?
Of course not, Desi. This is such a typical human response to colonize the air. First, we appropriate bird culture by flying into their home uninvited. We mock their bird ethnic cuisine by eating our little nuts in a bag. And then tell them they're not welcome? No, I will not be co-opting avian spaces. The Wright brothers? Ha! More like the wrong brothers. If you want to get to Houston, just do what I do. Hop on an e-bike, boom, 30 days later, you're there.
Wow, okay. So, you're clearly Team Bird. Interesting. Well, let's turn to Roy Wood Jr. Roy...
Hey, Daisy. Hey.
Are you on?
Desi, I'm on neither side. The solution is to come together and share the skies. That's why we need to convince the birds to fly in the planes with us. It's a win-win. It's a win-win. Look at me right now. Look at me right now, Desi. I'm on a flight to Miami sharing a seat with this little guy. His name's Daryl, and we've become great friends on this flight. Isn't that right, Daryl?
Oh, Roy, that's so cute. That's very inspiring. I love that. Dulce, Roy says that we can share the skies.
Listen, you know what birds are like. If you give them an inch, they'll shit on it. Now, I don't trust animals that poop white. I mean, is this how you make white out?
Know about that, but Jordan, what do you think?
No, that's not how they make whiteouts. frankly, the only upside to humans in the sky is that we might die. That's when we're reminded we are alive. Desi, I'm gonna tell you a story. A while ago, before I was versed in the oppressive structures of aerodynamics, I was on a flight that was hit by a bird strike, and I thought I was going to perish. And while the plane was going down, I called a girl I had a crush on in high school and told her I loved her.
Oh, wow, that's a really sweet story.
Well, my wife didn't think so. neither did Tanya or her husband. By the time I landed, two marriages were in shambles. That's why man doesn't belong in the sky, Desi. It will only end in tears in 3 months in a Buffalo Airport La Quinta Inn.
Oh, that's sad. I have to say, I like the idea of sharing our planes with the birds. Roy, I think I agree with you.
Bad news, Desi! Daryl hijacked the plane, he bit my finger! Son of a bitch went straight to the cockpit! Now we're all migrating south for the winter! You betrayed me, Daryl! I shared my pencils with you! I gotta text somebody I love! Tanya, I love you and thank you for choosing me over the white boy!
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Wellness. It's a $1.5 trillion industry, and I'm obsessed. I've tried it all. I drink mushroom coffee. I've done ice baths. I've tried meditation apps. I gave my meditation app an ice bath. I don't know if it worked because my phone won't turn on, but... But like a ski trip with Gwyneth Paltrow, wellness has a dark side. And that is what I want to talk about in tonight's installment of Long Story Short. Now, you might think that the term wellness started in the 90s, back when white women invented yoga. But it's actually been around for at least a century. And until very recently, there's been zero government regulation to make sure that wellness products are legit. A company could claim that their panda semen protein powder will give you that glow, but they don't have to show receipts. So it's no surprise that they sell a lot of snake oil.
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force reviewed 84 studies involving hundreds of thousands of people over 30 years. The task force concluded there was little or no benefit in using vitamin and mineral supplements to prevent cancer, cardiovascular disease, and death.
There is a new study that found some of those melatonin gummies that are so popular actually contain way more of the hormone than they advertise.
Wellness influencers promoting products like colloidal silver drops, they say, can combat where there is infection.
Non-prescription products that contain colloidal silver are not recognized as safe by the FDA.
There's a lot of buzz around detoxes. But dietitians and doctors will tell you detoxing is a myth. There is one ingredient, though, that takes some detoxes to another level. It's called senna leaf. And thing is, senna can also cause stomach problems, cramps, and diarrhea.
After using senna for a while, you might not be able to poop without it.
That's right. If you take some of these products, you might be as full of shit as the influencers who sell them. Look, I get why people want to believe this stuff works, but if just drinking tea was the key to looking snatched, the British royal family would look a lot different. But look, the truth is, you don't have to spend a single dollar to try a bullshit wellness trend. Just go on social media and you'll find plenty of ways to jeopardize your health for free.
Advocates of the saltwater flush claim chugging water mixed with 2 tablespoons of salt is a healthy way to clean out your colon. But experts are issuing stern warnings.
Dangerous as f***. It's literally napalm for your bowels.
It's the latest viral health trend with nearly 40 million views on TikTok. The claim that putting tape on your mouth at night can help you get better sleep. It's a trend that has some medical experts sounding the alarm.
You're risking things like cardiac arrest. It can induce seizures. There's a lot of risks to it.
Doctors are warning against a viral wellness trend called perineum sunning. They say it's not worth the risk of sun damage or even skin cancer.
General rule, never try a trend that seems like it was invented by the guy next door with binoculars. And please, please do not try that at home. If you want to see a sunburnt asshole, just watch the next presidential campaign. That's the last we'll see of him. Nailed his ass. But maybe the darkest side of wellness is that too often it's not even about wellness. It's about targeting women's insecurities. Whether it's eliminating your wrinkles, flattening your abs, or the industry's favorite targets are extremely disappointing vaginas. Apparently, it needs a full reno down there. Talking detox pearls to stay clean, vaginal eggs to tighten its core, and of course, gummies to improve its taste. Because it's not enough that your vagina can regulate its own pH and be a pleasure center and and deliver a baby, it also needs to taste so good it gets a Michelin star. We don't need any of this. The vagina is a self-cleaning organ. It's not like you need a tiny Roomba in there getting all those hard-to-reach corners. In fact, if your vagina has corners, please go see a doctor. But the fact is, the reason the wellness industry is making so much money off women in the first place is because of doctors. The American healthcare industry is constantly failing women, whether it's doctors dismissing their symptoms or telling them that their pain isn't as bad as they're claiming or prescribing them less medicine than men for the same issues. And keep in mind, this is all even worse for women of color. And it's happening as the courts and states are rapidly eroding women's access to reproductive health care. And all of this is stressing me out so much I could really use a panda semen smoothie. Meditation app when I need it. So it's no wonder that women turn to wellness despite all its faults, because what's more ridiculous? A healthcare system that denies women treatment and tells them that their pain's all in their head, or this? Short, until American healthcare takes women's concerns seriously, we're going to continue to be targets for alternative solutions. So the next time a wellness brand tries to sell you a product, here's some advice. Pretend like you're a doctor listening to a female patient. Don't take their word for it. Stay tuned, because when we come back, Sophia Bush will be joining me on the show. Don't go away.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
West End production, 222, A Ghost Story, beginning May 14th. Please welcome Sophia Bush.
This is so nice.
Yeah. Feels good, right? Yeah. Power at a desk.
Just ladies running the Daily Show.
That's it.
I'm very into this.
Yeah. All female guests this week. That's what we got. Yeah, it's great to see you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Hi, everybody.
You've been busy on many things, but one of them is your very popular podcast, Drama Queens.
Yes.
Which is basically a rewatch podcast of One Tree Hill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we realized that the 9 years of that show that we made were sort of a blur. And people at these lovely events always ask us, oh, you remember when? And we were like, no. We don't. I'm so sorry. I don't remember. And our sort of COVID project was launching this podcast, and it's actually been really special to relive it. And every so often, we're all just sitting on Zoom sobbing, and we're like, we get it. It's really good. This is super emotional.
Very therapeutic, I would imagine. Yeah. Because when you started that show, you were really young. You were like 20 years old, right?
I had just turned 21. Hillary Burton and I actually, our birthdays are 1 week apart. Oh. We had both just shredded our fake IDs. I'm so sorry, Mom. And we were like, we can get into bars now. We are so grown up. Turns out at 21, you are still absolutely a child. And it's yes. really weird to look back and see.
Well, like, yeah, there are so many documentaries that have come out recently yeah. about women entering the entertainment industry at that time in the early 2000s. Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, Pamela Anderson, and hearing yeah. their side of the story. Mm-hmm. What was that like going into the industry that young?
You know that famous adage, it was the best of times and the worst of times?
Yeah.
It was that. Yeah. You know, it's so special to go and do what you love and to get to do art for a living. And we worked for a total pig, and that was awful. And so it was very confusing. I mean, I'm like, women are laughing. I'm like, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're like, I love my job, but I also really hate it here.
What? No, I don't know any pigs at this job. I love this job.
This is different.
Yeah. This truly is different.
It is, and you know when it is. I worked on this amazing show in Toronto last year that was different. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I look at sort of what's on my resume, almost everything has been amazing. It just sucks when the things that you've done the longest have been sort of toxic and awful.
Yeah, but yeah. How amazing that you talk about it with your castmates, because mm-hmm. having those conversations, and I want to believe that things are different now. Yeah. Women still struggle with these things, but by you talking about it, it makes other women not feel alone.
That's been the really special part of it. And when people ask women, like, why are you so obsessed with this? It's like, why were you never paying attention?
Nice.
Why, when we were all crying for help, did you go like, it's not that bad, you're lucky? That's weird. But you know, I think for us, it's been really, the unexpected side effect of this podcast job is that it's been really healing and it's been really empowering. And what's been really beautiful is the sort of connections that we've been making with listeners, with other women in our industry, with women who were directing on our show back then, who listened to an episode, reach out and say, that was totally going on. I heard that, or I was told this. It's been really affirming. And so I don't really care who's mad about it. We're here to heal. And we are very much reclaiming our territory.
Good.
Feels nice.
So much of what you do is you do so much activism. You are extremely vocal about issues that you care about, gun reform, voting rights, women's reproductive health. You were just honored yesterday by the National Institution of Reproductive Health for your work.
Yeah.
How does that feel? Congratulations.
It was wild. It was so wild, and they gave me this like big, gorgeous, heavy award. And I was like, wonderful, I can leave here and feel very special and also have a weapon just in case, because that is being a woman in the world.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I don't have to carry my keys today. I got this. jokes aside though, it was very special. And I think having a platform is a privilege. And I don't expect anybody to do what I do or believe what I believe necessarily, but I do think for me, knowing that this is a megaphone means that what I've been privileged enough to have access to, you know, study, education, the words of women like Gloria Steinem and Brittany Packnett Cunningham and my friends who run the Meteor, like, I get to listen to incredible leaders and to amplify those voices and to talk about equity, whether it's in reproductive justice or justice for women of color or Black maternal mortality rates or gun reform, because gun violence touches all of us. That's my work. And, you know, in the same way that we as women need men to talk about sexual violence, because, like, it can't just be us. We're like, please help us.
Right.
Talk to each other. My God. Like, it's the same way that I feel about as women when we look at the diversity within, you know, our gender group, and then we look outward at how we need to stand up for our trans friends and folks. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, all of the beautiful Black women I see in this audience, like, racial justice among in feminism can't be your job. Like, that's our job.
Yeah.
Women who look like us are the problem. Yes. So for me, what has been, you know, a privilege and an awakening and hard and inspiring has been getting really fired up about an injustice and then starting to pull the thread and going, oh my God, it's all connected. It's systemic everywhere. Mm-hmm. We have work to do, but I do think we can do it together. Organizations like the NIRH are doing incredible work. They're proactive for us and our freedoms and our rights. And it's those sorts of groups, and obviously this group, because y'all are fabulous, that I want to hang out with.
You're about to start a play in London.
Yes.
Called 222, mm-hmm. A Ghost Story. Did I get that right? 222, yeah. A Ghost Story. Uh-huh. Are you excited to go work in a country where they have access to healthcare for women?
Yeah, wow.
That might be nice.
I realized it was a really big deal when I had to apply for my work visa, and they were like, have you ever tried to sneak into the United Kingdom to access healthcare? And I was like, oh yeah, we have to do that, I guess. That's weird.
Yeah, it's
no,
coming to that.
But while I'm doing this job, can I go to the doctor? That would be so cool.
Tell us what the play is about. It's a supernatural story, right? It involves ghosts.
It is. So I don't want to give it away, but the thing we all loved about Friends was watching a group of people in an apartment hang out, right? So imagine it's four instead of six friends. And when their dinner party gets like a little bit lit, people start up a conversation essentially of who does and doesn't believe in ghosts. And suddenly we're talking about belief and faith and upbringing and education and what's bigger than us. And it's very spicy.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I love a good ghost story. To do research for this role, did you just go visit the Senate?
You know, I should have. Yeah.
That'd be a good place to start.
Yeah, I should have.
Is this the first time you're doing theater?
It is. Oh. The West End will be my stage debut, unless you count our town in the eighth grade.
Oh, same, right. Same, same.
Yeah.
Same, same. You're gonna be brilliant. Gonna be brilliant. I can't wait to see you in this.
I'm really excited and completely terrified.
Yeah.
And then I have these moments where I'm like, okay, we're doing eight shows a week in front of people. What if someone has a bad day? I'm like, what? I don't know. And then it was actually one of my girlfriends from the podcast, Hillary, said, dude, when you do a TV show, you're on set for like 14 to 17 hours a day. This will literally be the least amount of hours you've ever worked in a week. And I went,
yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Right. Maybe I can read more books or something.
You have a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
That's a great gig. Plus, you're
working
with an audience. This is.
Well, yeah. They're lovely.
Yeah. You once said that you weren't interested in working in politics back in 2013. You said this, but you said, ask me in 10 years. So what's up? What do you think?
Well, so interesting. So many people for the last number of years have said to me, like, please run.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nancy Pelosi, what a weird thing I'm about to say to you. Nancy Pelosi said to me one day, like, it'll all be better when you're president. And I went, I bet you say that to all the girls, but thank you so much. And
well, that is an endorsement.
It was so deeply flattering. And then I went, like, well, I guess if we're electing people from TV, anyone who knows anything about public policy or public health or education or, like, women would be cool.
Right. You can string a sentence together.
Yeah, yes. You know, mm-hmm. Articulate humans who like other people instead of wish ill upon their lives would be nice. But I think as I've learned so much over the last 10 years, I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know where I'm supposed to go yet. Because I want to do what is the most useful. And I think a lot of people, whether they want to run for office or run a company, do it because they want to center themselves in the experience. Mm-hmm. If I could be most useful serving an elected office, great. If I can be most useful raising money for incredible C4 candidates across the country and making sure we flip state houses so we're not, you know, thrown back to the dark ages, mm-hmm. into it. Like, literally just tell me how to help and I'm down, you know?
We so appreciate all the work that you do, and I really appreciate you coming on too. You were a delight.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Sophia Bush, everybody. We're gonna take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this. Thank you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.